This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and we're a minute past the bottom of the hour. Our next guest is here to talk Juno Trails in the Trail Mix annual fundraising dinner and auction coming up on Saturday. We have Eric Borras, the executive director. Eric, welcome to the show.
Scott, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's nice to have you here. Trail Mix, if somebody's never heard of it, can you give us the elevator talk, please?
Yes. We, so about 26 years ago or so, a group of hiking enthusiasts realized that, there's a lot of trails in Juneau. We would like to maintain them. But a lot of those trails go between city, state, Forest Service, etc. Land management agencies, and it's hard to do that. The Forest Service can't send their people over onto state parks, and the city can't do it. They started Trail Mix, and we have grown since then to be the largest trail building nonprofit in the state.
You're sort of like the organization whisperer.
Yeah.
Speaking
of, because we can send our crews anywhere. The Treadwell Ditch is an excellent example of that, because parts of it are managed by the city, parts of it are managed by the state, parts of it are managed by the Forest Service. And we have worked on all of that, and we have put a lot of work into it over the last 5, 8, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thinking about work that you've done recently, what are some examples?
Oh, we just put in three bridges. Yep. Got four. I don't think the last one's not finished. But we just put in three bridges on the Treadwell Ditch between Blueberry Hills and the Eagle Crest access. Big, beautiful slab bridges that'll be there for a very long time. And those were funded with a lot of help. Well, the Juneau Community Foundation, they wrote the grant for that and then passed that on to us. So, yeah.
Tell us about the logistics of building a bridge up on the Treadwell Ditch Trail.
There's a lot of helicopter time and a lot of waiting for the weather to be right. We had a good season this year, so that was great. It was very sunny. It was very warm. A lot of people that are going out. I'm not allowed to say young, strong backs anymore because a lot of them have been with us. A lot of the people, the crew, have been with us for a very long time, and they're a little more broken down than they used to be. But so
we all are, Eric. We all are.
I know. Me too. So strong people that are out there that are catching these helicopter loads that come in, building the abutments. Willing to work in 10 hours a day in the rain, the snow, whatever it is.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard rumor that someday one might be able to travel all the way from Eagle Crest to Sandy Beach along this trail.
Mm-hmm. Should be able to in the next 4 or 5 years. And that's with a lot of the help from the Juneau Community Foundation's grant. If people are familiar with the Treadwell Ditch, there was a temporary reroute that was been there for about 15 years or so above Bonnie Bray. We fixed that this year. That's all done. So, yeah, we're looking pretty good. I think we're going to get it done.
And you work other parts of Southeast and in Juneau. Tell us about some more projects.
Mm-hmm. The Horse Tram Trail is a very exciting thing that we've recently done. So that's been on maps for a very long time, but it was not really a trail. If you knew where to look for it, you could find the remnants of it. But it was a tram that brought materials from roughly where the Eagle Valley Center is, the old Saga Lodge, to the Boy Scout Beach Trail. But it was just muskeg and kind of, broken up. We redid that with working with the city and borough of Juneau. So that is it's not all done. It's all hardened, but we still need to cap it so it has a nice smooth surface so people can, ride their bikes on it. But it'll be a nice, nice little loop so you can, park on one end, ride on the highway, get on the other end and come back.
As executive director, do you still get to get your hands dirty?
Not as much as I know. How the mighty have fallen.
Talk to us a little bit about trail science, if you will, or the, you know, the art of making a trail better. What are some of your techniques here in Southeast?
Mostly what we try and do these days is the quick and dirty way of doing things for a long time was to just put planks down. And I'm sure everyone locally has been on a trail that is like that has been planked, and it's slippery, it's a little scary, and you can obviously see the places where people have hopped off the planks to walk through the muskeg to get around the scary parts. So what we try and do is add aggregate, generally a D1 fill, etc. That'll last a lot longer. It'll last for at least 100 years. That's what the miners did. They just added gravel when they wanted something to stand for a long time. So we try and do a lot of that. And the other most important part is water management, because that's what washes things away. We live in a rainforest. There's a lot of water flowing around all like everywhere. So we want to make sure that the water stays off the trail and doesn't wash the trail away. So, those are the two most important parts of building trails in Southeast Alaska. Add a lot of gravel and make sure the water stays off of it.
And what would you say is your biggest expense in all of that?
It all kind of balances out in the end. A big part of it is the actual construction of trails, the materials, the equipment time, etc. But also we need to maintain all that equipment, and we need to, keep the lights on. We need to pay for we're basically a small construction company that has to ask for money. We're not.
As a nonprofit.
Yeah, as a nonprofit.
How many years have you been ED now?
9 or 10, somewhere in there.
Got it. And you say a lot of your crew keeps coming back.
They keep coming back.
What is it about this small construction crew and trail construction that keeps you coming back?
I don't think there's any. I thought about this a lot when I was just getting into to working for TrailMix. I can't really imagine a job that benefits as many people as possible with no, everyone can use trails. All these trails are free. Everyone in Juneau has access to all these trails. So to benefit the most number of people with basically no detriments, it's trails. People are just getting out in nature. So, yeah, that's how I think about it.
All right. Remind us about your annual fundraiser dinner and auction.
Mm-hmm. So next Saturday, the 23rd, starting at 6 p.m., we have our annual fundraising dinner and auction, which is how we keep the lights on and pay for the insurance and for all the, and maintain the vehicles and whatnot. It's at Centennial Hall. Colette Costa will be emceeing and doing the the live auction. So that'll be wonderful, enjoyable. We've got all sorts of great auction items donated by the local community. We've got two tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. We've got a fly rod handmade by John Lyman. I'm not going to remember everything. Ward Air has donated flights. Sea Wings has donated flights. So there's a lot of – we have over 100 auction items and 10 live auction items that Colette will be hosting. And we also have a great deal of desserts, which is always the fun thing. So 6 p.m. Next Saturday, the 23rd. Tickets are available at junotrails.org. You can follow the link there. They're also available at the Jack and the local bookstores.
And you mentioned it's at Centennial Hall.
It is at Centennial Hall.
All right. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Eric Borass. He's the executive director of TrailMix. You can meet him and other trail builders and trail appreciators and Colette Costa on Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall.
And we've sold out every year for the last 3 years, so get your ticket soon.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. Junotrails.org.
Junotrails.org.
Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there something else you'd like to share?
No, I think that about covered it. But thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making.